The days of a free ride across the Mississippi River are coming to an end. Starting Sunday, passengers and cars will have to pay $2 to use the ferry system. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu, along with transportation and city officials, gathered at the Algiers Ferry Terminal to mark the end of free service. Veolia Transportation, which now runs the city bus and streetcar system, will operate ferries. The fees were set after voters got rid of tolls on the Crescent City Connection, which subsidized ferry service operated by the state. Landrieu thanked a coalition that formed to keep the service alive. Officials say the ferries are important for tourism as well as West Bank residents who work on the East Bank. One is Tony Thompson, who has been riding the ferry since Hurricane Katrina to get to her job at a downtown hotel.
You can relax, you know, and get some nice fresh air, and then you get home and you start your other chores. But it's a nice way to end a day after a hard day at work.
She was glad Veolia will allow ferry passengers to use transfers for the bus and streetcar lines. Some tourists on board weren't so sure they would have ridden the ferry if it cost $2 each way. Joni Brown of Northern California.
I don't know, probably, yes. But it's sure nice that it's free.
Brendan Duhan and Liz Migliori of Jersey City, New Jersey, were on their third visit to New Orleans.
We read a magazine, we found out it was free, and that, you know, it's historic Algiers, and we wanted to go check it out. And I'm not sure if we would have gone if it...
We might have, but we were definitely going because it was free.
Yeah.
And it was nice to be able to see that neighborhood, because it's really cute, and there's some nice businesses. We saw a glass-blowing place. We may not have gone over to, like, support the businesses over there, if, like, as tourists, if, you know, you had to pay.
The ferries are running a limited schedule that Veolia will review expanding if there's enough demand. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.